Details are now available for the Super Bowl TFR. Cotter Aeronautical College has 14 new Pipers, and Discovery begins its final crawl. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, January 28, 2011. The FAA has posted details about the TFR it has put in place for the Super Bowl on Sunday. The restrictions will be in place from 3:30 to 11:59 p.m. Central Time on February 6th. The TFR is divided into an inner ring at 10 miles radius and a 30-mile outer ring. The only operations permitted within the inner ring are approved law enforcement, military aircraft, approved air ambulance, and regularly scheduled commercial passenger and all cargo carriers operating under TSA-approved security programs. GA aircraft will be allowed between the rings for arrivals and departures at area airports, but will have to be on an active flight plan. Get more details in the text version of this story at aero-news.net. Piper says it delivered 14 new aircraft during December to Cotter Aeronautical College, a leading provider of airline pilot training. The fleet consists of 4 Senecas and 10 Archer 3s, all with Garmin panels. Cotter Aeronautical College's pilot training division is updating a fleet that consists of a number of Piper training aircraft. While neither organization is disclosing the fleet purchase price, retail value would total about $6.7 million. The NTSB has issued a preliminary report in the crash of a Cessna 310 Twin into trees short of runway 19 near Orange Municipal Airport in Massachusetts on New Year's Day. As always, NTSB cautions that the details of the report are subject to change, but if they hold, this looks like classic decision chain material. The pilot held a private certificate but not multi-engine and had not been signed off to solo his twin. He said he had 500 flight hours but had recently bought the plane after not flying for 6 to 7 years. He was flying with his 35-year-old daughter, attempting a touch-and-go about an hour and a half after sunset, but hadn't logged any night operations since the year 2000. The accident substantially damaged the plane. The pilot suffered minor injuries. His daughter didn't pull through. A full report on the probable cause is likely a year away. What will likely be the Shuttle Discovery's final move from the Vehicle Assembly Building to Launch Pad 39A is set for Monday at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. 6 astronauts are set to launch for mission STS-133 on February 24th. Discovery will start the long, slow crawl about 8 p.m. Monday. The spacecraft will be retired after this mission. Up next on ANN, Boeing says the Dreamliner will still be profitable. Alaska Airlines orders 15 next-gen 737s, and Airbus is moving its airliner-sized biz jets. You're listening to Aero News.
Piper Jet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for January 28th. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing and Alaska Airlines announced an order for 15 next-gen 737s Tuesday, valued at $1.3 billion at list prices. Alaska Airlines plans to operate the 737-900ER in a two-class configuration with 178 to 184 seats. Alaska Airlines President Brad Tilden praises the plane's reliability and efficiency. Quote, "The 737-900ER will be a perfect fit and will be the most fuel-efficient airplane in our fleet," unquote. Boeing said it plans to deliver somewhere between 25 and 40 of its long-delayed Dreamliners this year and says the airplane will be profitable despite the challenges getting it to market. CEO Jim McNerney commented, quote, We're entering 2011 well-positioned for growth, with a large order book, increasing global demand for commercial airplanes, greater clarity around our domestic defense outlook, and significant international defense sales opportunities, unquote. The 787 has been delayed 7 times, which has pushed the program 3 years behind schedule. GECAS, GE Capital Aviation Services, the commercial aircraft leasing and financing arm of GE, has signed a firm order for 12 additional long-range Airbus A330-300s. This brings the total number of A330s ordered by the company to 32. Norman Liu, GECAS president and CEO, explains, quote, "A key part of our strategy is to expand our wide-body product offerings to satisfy customer demand," unquote. Airbus says total orders for the aircraft stand at more than 480. Thomas Cook Group has signed a firm order for 12 A321s as a first step of its single-aisle fleet harmonization and renewal plan based on the A320 family. The aircraft will be fitted with Sharklets, the fuel-saving wingtip devices. In addition to the firm order, Thomas Cook Group also plans to lease A320s. Sharklets are expected to result in at least 3.5% reduced fuel burn over longer sectors, corresponding to an annual reduction of about 700 metric tons of carbon dioxide per aircraft. Airbus says it delivered 15 corporate jets in 2010, worth more than $1.5 billion U.S. at list prices, setting a new record for this facet of its business. The total was made up of 13 A318 Elites, Airbus corporate jetliners, and A320 Prestiges, plus 2 VIP wide-body A330s and A340s. Airbus also won 8 orders for its corporate jets in 2010, taking total orders to date of more than 170 aircraft. So, somebody's seeing a recovery. Still ahead, Raytheon faces a lawsuit with some spicy allegations. Croatia earns a Category 1 safety rating. And a college receives an amazing aviation gift. You're listening to Aero News.
Now, another moment of freedom from Cirrus Aircraft. Freedom through safety. Perhaps the ultimate freedom is confidence, assurance, and peace of mind. We design it into every personal aircraft we build. It's the security that comes with knowing you're flying the plane with a parachute. The breakthrough concept that launched the Cirrus phenomenon.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, January 28th. I'm Paul Plack. Raytheon Technical Services, the Raytheon subsidiary which trains air traffic controllers, will be required to defend itself against a billion-dollar lawsuit brought by Washington Consulting Group in a D.C. court. The plaintiff holds that it lost a contract to train air traffic controllers because of bid rigging on the part of Raytheon and the FAA, and that the process sacrificed air safety for profit. A report in The Hill indicates that WCG alleges Raytheon employee Charles Keegan entered into a conspiracy with the FAA to get a 10-year contract for air traffic controller training. Keegan had been an FAA employee during the bidding process and allegedly had a romantic involvement with another senior FAA employee, whom he later married. The suit charges the two conspired to be sure WGC would not be able to get the contract as a subcontractor for Lockheed Martin. Keegan now is Raytheon's manager for the contract. The Hill reports that Raytheon holds through its attorneys that the charges are baseless, but a U.S. district judge ruled on Thursday that they would be going forward in the local D.C. court. The FAA said Thursday that Croatia now complies with international safety standards set by the International Civil Aviation Organization, based on the results of a reassessment of Croatia's Civil Aviation Authority. Croatia has made significant progress since 2008. A Category 1 rating means the country's Civil Aviation Authority complies with ICAO standards, and Croatian air carriers will therefore be able to establish new service to the United States. And finally today, Lake Erie College in Ohio will have one of the more unusual-looking flight lines of any collegiate aviation program. Officials say the school has received the nearby Pheasant Run Airport, located in Madison, Ohio, one of the largest vintage aircraft collections in the country, and a significant endowment to support the property, planes, and related programs. The gift is from Lake County resident and retired teacher Gretchen Reed, who, with her late husband, Air Force veteran Charles F. Reed, amassed a collection of antique aircraft over a period of several decades. 18 of the planes are hangared at Pheasant Run Airport, and 15 are flyable. The couple preferred the simplicity of systems and historical significance of older airplanes. The Reeds appeared in a one-hour documentary called The Restorers, produced by Hemlock Films of Cleveland, Ohio, in 2003. The collection includes a couple of 40s vintage Aroncas, a Fokker DR-1, a Ryan ST-3W that was used in the 1942 movie Dive Bomber, starring Errol Flynn and Fred McMurray, an Interstate L-6 Scout plane used by Patton during World War II, and an OTW Army trainer plane that was used in the movie The Misfits, featuring Clark Gable and Marilyn Monroe. The planes are historic, and so is the gift. Scott Evans, the school's VP for Institutional Advancement, says the Reed gift, quote, is one of the largest in the college's 155-year history and one of the most unique gifts in modern philanthropy, unquote. He adds that other vintage aircraft collectors have expressed an interest in donating planes to the college after hearing about the Reed gift. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, updates on two interesting jet programs that were stalled by the recession, the Stratus 714 and the Ariane Supersonic Business Jet. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.